Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents The Chaos Queen Quintet by Christopher Husberg, narrated by Nanette Savard, with performances by Danny Stoller, Thomas Keegan, Marnie Penning, Alyssa Wilmoth, Nora Ashradi, Karen Novak, Katie Karkoff, Joe Mallon, Danny Gavigan, Peter Holdway, Jefferson A. Russell, Julianne Elliott, Lily Beacon, Terrence Aselford, Joy Jones, Brew Adjuashi, Evan Casey, Patrick Bussink, Andy Clements, Jason B. McIntosh, Bradley Smith, Eric Messner, Michael John Casey, Nana Ingvarsson, Scott McCormick, Yasmin Toison, Tracy Oliveira, Christopher Walker, Colleen Delaney, Dawn Ursula, Ken Jackson, Kenyatta Rogers, Dylan Lynch, Elizabeth Jernigan, Richard Rowan, and Mort Shelby. Chaos Queen, Book 3, Blood Requiem, Part 1.
Prologue, 172nd year of the People's Age, Turandell. Astrid wove in and out of the shadows of Turandell's tower houses silently. It was past midnight, and the Fingers, the five main streets of Turandell, were dark and quiet. Her eyes smoldered, and not just with her normal vampiric green glow. She was out for vengeance, and there was one being who could help her get it. She had not seen Trave since he had helped her escape Cabral's cruelty months before. Despite his help then, she did not trust him. Not after all he had done. But his proposal of revenge, of taking down Cabral's fangs and releasing his slaves, was too tempting to pass up. She had been traveling south with the Odinites anyway, the new Church of Canta, as they called themselves now, and had figured she might as well see if Trave meant business. The moment she saw him in the alleyway, jaw set, his single eye glowing an angry red, she knew he did mean business. And behind his eye, the same obscure emotion she had noticed months ago. Fear and something else. She could not quite tell what.
We're really going to do this, then?
Cabral is not here. It should be easy enough.
What do you mean Cabral isn't here? What's the point of this attack if we don't kill Cabral?
Keep your voice down. You really think the two of us could take on Cabral, let alone with all of his fangs?
We might.
Astrid knew it wasn't true. Cabral had been a vampire longer than Astrid and Trave combined. He was not a simple foe.
I'll get us in. The fangs are probably half drunk by now.
Trave pulled the hood of his cloak up to hide his glowing eye.
Come on, then.
Astrid followed him into the night, pulling up her own hood. The alley was just around the corner from Olin Cabral's tower house. Moving cautiously, they approached the house and mounted the stairs to the immense black double doors. Trave paused, fumbled briefly under his cloak, and brought out a jagged iron key. Trave looked in, then motioned for Astrid to follow. The stone walls and floor of the entryway were bare. Nary a rug, painting, or tapestry to be seen.
Austere as ever, Alcrabal.
Makes for easy upkeep, if nothing else.
Cabral had a habit of accumulating art, only to destroy it, claiming it gave him power. Vampirism in another form.
He expends more effort to procure the art and destroy it than he would if he had simply cared for it.
Trave suddenly motioned for Astrid to be quiet. A young servant girl walked around the corner. She looked at them both, eyes stopping on Trave, and then she curtsied.
Master Trave, I hope you found good fortune on your travels.
Astrid recognized this one immediately as the same girl who had greeted her when she'd met with Cabral months ago. The girl's low-cut dress left little to the imagination.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?